Maya, I just finished digging through this semester's data on AI in higher education, and I'm seeing something that's making me rethink everything we thought we knew about teaching and learning. Remember how everyone assumed AI tutors would be a nice supplement to classroom instruction? Well, there's this massive controlled study that just came out showing AI tutoring actually outperforming traditional active learning methods in the classroom.
Wait, outperforming? You mean like completely replacing what we do in person?
That's what caught my attention. I've been tracking education data for years, and this isn't just marginal improvement. We're talking about students learning concepts significantly faster and retaining them better. But here's where it gets complicated.
Sorry, I couldn't help overhearing. Are you talking about the Nature study? Because I'm a CS senior and we've been using AI tutors in some of our courses. And honestly, the experience is weird.
Weird how? This is exactly what I need to understand. The data shows improvement, but what's it actually like for students?
It's like, okay, so the AI tutor is incredible at explaining concepts. Way better than some TAs, if I'm being honest. It never gets frustrated when I ask the same question five different ways. But there's this cognitive dissonance happening. We're told to use these tools, but then there's all this anxiety about academic integrity and whether we're actually learning or just getting answers fed to us.
That resonates with what I'm seeing from the teaching side. I left the classroom 2 years ago, but I still talk to my former colleagues. They're dealing with this massive shift, where they can't tell anymore if students are doing their own work. One professor friend told me she's basically given up on take-home assignments because of AI.
There's actually fascinating research on this exact tension. I've been looking at a study about CS students specifically. It talks about something called the cognitive break of ethical awareness. Students who are more aware of the ethical implications of AI actually use it less for learning, even when it could help them.
That's literally me. I second-guess myself constantly. Like, if I use ChatGPT to help debug my code, am I cheating? But then my professor says it's just another tool like Stack Overflow. But then the academic integrity policy says, actually, nobody really knows what it says about AI because it was written before any of this existed.
This is the institutional paralysis I keep hearing about. Universities are trying to create policies while the technology evolves faster than committees can meet. My friend at a community college in Texas says they're still debating whether to allow calculators in certain classes, and meanwhile their students are using AI to write entire essays.
The policy gap is staggering. I've been analyzing guidance documents from universities worldwide, and they're all over the map. Some embrace AI as a learning tool, others ban it entirely. But what's really interesting is this pattern I'm seeing in the data. Institutions that provide clear, specific guidance see much better outcomes in both learning and integrity.
Our university just released new guidelines, but they're so vague. It's like, use AI responsibly and maintain academic integrity. But what does that actually mean when I'm working on a project at 2 a.m. and I'm stuck?
From a pedagogical perspective, this is the fundamental challenge. We spent decades developing active learning techniques, flipped classrooms, peer instruction, all based on certain assumptions about how learning happens. Now those assumptions are being challenged by technology that can provide personalized, infinite patience tutoring.
Here's what's really blowing my mind in the data. The effectiveness of AI tutoring seems to depend heavily on how it's integrated into the course structure. When professors actively incorporate it and teach students how to use it as a learning tool rather than a crutch, the results are phenomenal. But when it's just there with no guidance, that's when we see the problems.
And that makes so much sense. In my machine learning class, the professor actually assigns us to use AI tools, but requires us to document our process and critique the AI's responses. It's turned into this meta-learning experience where we're learning the content while also learning how to learn with AI.
That's brilliant pedagogy. But how many professors have the time or knowledge to redesign their courses that way, especially at community colleges or teaching-heavy institutions where faculty are already stretched thin?
The resource divide is stark in the data. R1 universities with big budgets are experimenting, creating AI labs, hiring instructional designers. Meanwhile, smaller institutions are just trying to keep up with basic digital infrastructure. It's creating this two-tier system in higher education.
Even within our university, it varies by department. CS and engineering are all in on AI tools. But my friend in the history department says their professors are mostly ignoring it or outright hostile to it.
The disciplinary differences are fascinating. STEM fields see AI as a tool. Humanities often see it as a threat to critical thinking. But isn't critical thinking exactly what we need more of when these tools are everywhere?
That's the paradox I keep encountering in the research. The fear is that AI will replace critical thinking, but the evidence suggests that when used properly, it actually enhances it. Students have to evaluate AI outputs, fact-check, synthesize multiple perspectives.
Exactly. The amount of critical thinking I do when working with AI is intense. It's not like I just accept whatever it tells me. Half the time I'm arguing with it, testing its logic, finding flaws in its reasoning. It's like having a really smart but sometimes confused study partner.
But that requires a level of sophistication and confidence that not all students have. What about first-generation college students or those who are already struggling? Are we creating another barrier to success?
The equity concerns are real, and they show up clearly in the data. Students with prior exposure to technology adapt faster to AI tools. But, and this surprised me, when proper support is provided, AI tools can actually level the playing field. That personalized tutoring that used to only be available to students who could afford it, now it's potentially available to everyone.
Potentially is doing a lot of work there. You need good internet, a decent computer, and most importantly, you need to know how to use these tools effectively. My roommate from a rural high school had never even heard of ChatGPT until this semester.
This brings us back to the fundamental question of purpose in education. Are we teaching students to use tools, or are we teaching them to think? And is that even a meaningful distinction anymore?
The data suggests it's not either or. The most successful implementations I'm seeing treat AI as a cognitive amplifier, not a replacement. Students still need to learn fundamental concepts, but AI can help them get there faster and go deeper.
In my experience, AI helps most with the grunt work: syntax checking, initial research, brainstorming. But the real learning happens when I take that and build something original. Though I'll admit, the line between AI-assisted and AI-generated gets blurry sometimes.
That blurriness is what keeps educators up at night. How do we assess genuine understanding when students have these powerful tools? Traditional testing seems almost obsolete.
Assessment is undergoing a complete revolution. I'm seeing institutions moving toward process-based evaluation, oral exams, in-class demonstrations. The focus is shifting from what do you know to what can you do with what you know.
Our algorithms professor just switched to all in-person coding exams. No computers, just whiteboards. It's terrifying, but also kind of refreshing. Like, I actually have to understand the concepts, not just know how to prompt an AI.
But is that preparing students for the real world where they will have access to AI? It's like teaching arithmetic when everyone has calculators.
The calculator analogy keeps coming up in my research, and it's instructive. We still teach arithmetic because understanding numbers matters. Maybe we need to think similarly about AI. What are the fundamental skills that remain essential?
For me in CS, it's understanding system design, algorithmic thinking, problem decomposition. AI can help implement solutions, but I need to know what problems to solve and how to approach them.
That's a mature perspective, but how do we cultivate that in all students, especially when the pressure to get good grades might push them toward shortcuts?
This touches on something I found in the French research on AI in higher education. They talk about the need for a complete reimagining of educational objectives. Not just tweaking existing courses, but fundamentally asking what we're preparing students for.
Sometimes I wonder if my professors even know what they're preparing us for. The job market is changing so fast. Skills that were essential 5 years ago are automated now.
which is why the focus on metacognition and learning how to learn becomes so critical. But that's a hard sell when students are paying enormous tuition and want concrete, marketable skills.
The economic pressure is undeniable. Students are taking on debt with the promise of employment, and now AI threatens to automate many entry-level positions they were targeting. No wonder there's anxiety.
The anxiety is real. Half my classmates are in this weird space where we're learning to build AI systems that might replace us. It's existentially confusing.
Yet the data you're analyzing shows improved learning outcomes with AI integration. How do we reconcile that with the very real fears and challenges?
I think the key is in how institutions frame and implement these changes. The places seeing success aren't just throwing AI at students. They're thoughtfully integrating it, providing clear guidelines, and most importantly, helping students understand how to use these tools ethically and effectively.
The ethics component is huge. We had one session on AI ethics in our entire program, one session. Meanwhile, we're building systems that could impact millions of people.
That's a curriculum design failure. If AI is going to be central to how students learn and work, then understanding its implications should be woven throughout their education, not relegated to a single workshop.
Some institutions are starting to do exactly that. I'm seeing AI across the curriculum initiatives, similar to how writing across the curriculum transformed education a generation ago.
That would be amazing. Right now, it feels like each professor is figuring it out alone. My databases prof encourages AI use, my theory prof forbids it, my systems prof. Honestly, I don't think he knows ChatGPT exists.
The faculty development need is enormous. We're asking professors to completely reimagine their teaching with minimal support or training. No wonder there's resistance.
The resistance shows up clearly in the data, but so does something else. Faculty who get proper support and see positive results become enthusiastic advocates. It's not technophobia, it's lack of resources and guidance.
I've seen that transformation happen. My advisor was super skeptical about AI until she saw how it could help students who were struggling with basic concepts get caught up faster. Now she's designing AI-enhanced problem sets.
But scaling that transformation across entire institutions, entire systems of higher education, that's the monumental challenge we're facing.
What gives me hope is that we've done this before. The shift to digital technologies, online learning, even the adoption of basic computers in classrooms, each seemed impossible at the time.
True, but this feels different, more fundamental. AI isn't just a new tool, it's challenging basic assumptions about knowledge, creativity, and human intelligence itself.
Which is precisely why education needs to be at the forefront of figuring this out. If we can't thoughtfully integrate AI into learning environments, how can we expect society to handle it more broadly?
The data I'm seeing suggests we're at an inflection point. Institutions that act thoughtfully now, that develop clear policies and pedagogical approaches, will shape how the next generation learns and thinks. Those that resist or ignore the change risk irrelevance.
And from a student perspective, I just want consistency and clarity. Tell me what's allowed, teach me how to use these tools effectively, and help me understand when I'm crossing ethical lines.
That seems like a reasonable starting point. Clear policies, effective training, and ongoing dialogue between faculty and students about what learning means in an AI-enhanced world.
The research bears that out. Success stories all have those elements in common. It's not about the technology itself, but about the human systems we build around it.
Maybe that's the real lesson here. AI forces us to be more intentional about education, to actually articulate what we're trying to achieve instead of just doing what we've always done.
In a way, it's forcing the conversations about pedagogy and purpose that we should have been having all along. The crisis might actually be an opportunity.
That's exactly what I'm taking away from all this data. Yes, there are challenges and risks and valid concerns, but there's also enormous potential to make education more personalized, more accessible, and potentially more effective than ever before. We just have to be thoughtful about how we get there.